gotta try, you know. Yeah. I see. There's a way. There's a way to your heart with you're not leaving.
At least you get a bed.
And I sent my boys Purim to California. I'll tell him don't leave till he gives you
blanket and pillow.
$100.
Blanket and pillow.
Anyway, Tzvi. The new business Tzvi's opening on meat boards, Baruch Hashem, for the night chabura. We'll be able to have every night a discounted meat board. We're ready. You could practice on us. Like, it doesn't have to be perfect. Give us the ends. You know what I mean? Whatever you need to do, you can do for us.
Yeah, right. You give them one end. There's no shear left.
Mitala. He's got the milk, his pizza, and mitala.
That store still exists, pizza.
What's it called?
It's
called.
The
that's his place
Street?
Called. No, this isn't your place. What's your place called?
Pizzle and Pizzle.
Oh, right. Pizzle. It's same thing. Sounds
similar.
And the IRS is the same thing.
You have to hit tax
check. It's an underage group. Tzvi, for the Gaimel, what are we doing? You never gave Kiddush.
You gotta do it before you do the next time.
Yeah, I mean, should we do Danishes tomorrow?
Danishes? Well, he doesn't want Danishes, no.
Okay. Give me pizza for everyone in the morning.
Danishes?
You have to actually come in.
What happened?
Huh? So you have to stay to the end if you get Danishes.
No, I got bags. You take it to go.
That's good. But I won't have to give.
Everybody's got their remarks, you know? This is good. Also, I don't know, on the way home, can you deliver to Rothbart? Yes, because he has to leave the lap early. You'll deliver? Anyway, today's show is for Zalm Zedman, sponsor for Shalim, for Zalm Zedman, Rochel, and Omer, Elon Ishmas, Omer Maxim, Ben Arna Esther. Stop saying the name correctly. I don't know what the father's name is. I have to get it. And Rav Fushan and Brian Miriam Asarezal Sara. And Rav Fushan and Sasmas Masha. And Esther Yuzcha Yafish Moben Devoiro. And
Yakshua
Machana. Shalom Rav Fushan. True to it? Good, I was there much of Shabbos. Good. I don't know. It's coming home today. Okay, we are up to. I think we got 10 blot left. No, 9 blot left. 9 blot left. I'm sure Hokam will say it's different, but I'm pretty sure it's 9.
For today or after today?
After today is 9. Oh. We always say the same thing. 10 blot left. We're up to Kuf Samach Zayin of an Aleph. Three lines at the top. Amar Abaya. You ready, Machi? I went online and there's a place that you could buy these things, these kind of items.
No, Russia.
They sell also the Rebbe's at the Shea case. It comes together. It's a package.
It's called the KGB kit.
But not the regular attaché case. It's the one that's expandable. You know the one?
Only one lock.
Not the hard. No, hard one, but it's expandable. Moses has them. Moses.
Accordion.
Inside. No.
It has a rubber piece.
It's hard, but inside there's.
And only one of the locks snap in. The other one is weird.
Got the tzitzis coming out of the zipper. Man. Anyway, I'm Rabbi. Hi, man, the boy. You ready?
You have to clean it up.
Now that he says it, I have the exact same picture.
That's a
vivid imagination. I'm Rabbi. Hi, man, the boy. Limchuyi. Chasimus Yodei Beidina. Machvi. A guy wants to show his signature in Bezdin, he wants to be mekayim his signature. He wants to be able to have people should know his signature. Loy lachvi b'soif migilta. Don't sign at the end of a piece of parchment. like over here, you don't sign on the bottom, because what happens is someone's going to find this piece of paper that you just signed as a piece of junk, and he's going to write, I owe you $1 million with my signature on the bottom, and now I owe someone $1 million. I never lent the guy a dollar for fake, for nothing, because I wrote my signature on the bottom. So Mela, you should not do this. But Chaim Kanievsky has had a stroke, so his they were very nervous that his head wasn't there and that he forgot things. It was, his hand wasn't working. So the head of the Minor Yeshua Hospital, Ist, came in and asked him to sign his name. So he wrote Yekum Purkan on a piece of paper. So they're like, oh, man, this is really bad news. His wife asked him, what's the Rav doing? You don't know your name? He said, no, the Gemara Kuf Samach Zayin Amar Aleph and Bab Asher says that you can't sign your name on a piece of paper. Someone's going to come in, what's it called? So I just wrote Yekum Purkan. Nobody's going to forge it. Nobody could do anything with it. They knew that his name, his head was good, and he remembered. And
you don't sign your own stuff.
No, IOU. No, I could write IOU. You could write IOU.
That's not what I'm talking about, buddy.
That's what I'm talking about.
No, never somebody else.
No, someone's going to take IOU.
Somebody else is going to write it.
No, someone's going to take your name on the bottom of a piece of paper and write on top, I owe Charlie $1 million, and it's your signature. You wrote it. You wrote the star. It brings down from Gemara in somewhere.
Gemara
brings it down right there. The Tanan Hoitzel of Ksavio Shuchayev the Goyim and Chosim and Echern. When's there a Gemara? Kuf Samach Zayim and Aleph. I saw Maisa they bring down from the Lavush. The Lavush, there was a very chosh Talmud Chacham who had no money, but he was a big Talmud Chacham, and somebody came with a star that with his signature that he owes a tremendous amount of money. They came to Lavush like, what do we do? There's no way that this Talmud Chacham he never had this kind of money in his whole life, but it's a signature. What do we do about this? So Lavush saw the star. He saw that the piece of paper that it was written on, the signature was in the middle of the page. So he said, he looked at it. He said, "Give me one of the guy, one of his Talmud Chacham Svarim." He really saw that he writes his name in the beginning of a sefer in the middle of the sefer, in the middle of the page, the first page. So he says, "Go find the sefer that's missing the first page." Basically, a guy went into his house, took the front page of the sefer, like in Taplin's, you know. They ripped out the front page, and he ripped out the front page, and he made a star of it. The Lavush says, Paskin, that he doesn't have to pay. No, it was the front page of his Gemara. You have to rip out the page. We're talking about Stam. You shouldn't write on a piece of paper. But in the Chami, I'm saying, now that you know that story, you should really sign your name on the Gemara on top. So guys shouldn't. But today, I mean, guys are going to take this page.
So, yeah. We have to,
you can take this page and make a star out of it? I mean, you know it's the front of my Gemara. It says the front of my Gemara.
It doesn't say that.
Oh, it's Vahada. What, this is a star paper? You're going to come with this to owe you $1 million? Surely. Yeah. Yeah, okay.
That you can do even with a regular stuff. Not do with signing out.
Hey,
I'll
make you a video of him doing
my mother's so desperate to pull that
yeah.
That's why we don't believe this stuff.
Anyway, it just brings the idea of the Gemara. Very good idea. Zot Gemara. Ahu biz. Ahu bizvina. Does come in that buyer. There was a guy. This guy was a no goodnik. He was a moichas. He collected taxes. These guys were shtickle bums. The rule was that B'nai Yeshiva, it's like going through Malkiel, they said that the B'nai Yeshiva, they get off in taxes. But they need a letter signed by Malkiel that they're a full-time student in Yeshiva. So this guy says he has a Mardik Chap. He came to Malkiel or Abaya. He said, listen, give me your signature so when the guys come with your signature, I know that's really your signature. Otherwise, I'm not going to give them off taxes because maybe it's a forged star. See, basically, he was trying to goat Abaya into signing his name on a piece of paper, and then he's going to put on top, oh, Abaya owes me $1 million, and boom, unbridged. I'm like, that's it, Mar Chasim is Yodei. So he says,
is there a T at the end?
show me, I don't know, show me the your signature. So I need to know your signature. So Abaya chap what this guy was all about. So Achle Beresh Megiltan, top of the page, he wrote his name. The guy was pushing the page. No, not on top of the page. He was like pulling the page away. She was right a little further down so he could make a star. I'm like, I got you. I know your number. You're one of those guys. You're probably the third question of the Aguda convention. Amar Abaya. Mitlasvad Eser Leluchta Besev Shita. From the number 3 to the number 10, you don't write the end of a line on a star. Because what happens is you write 3, so Tlas could turn into Tlosin. 4 could, Arba could turn into Arborin. Chamisha could turn into Chamisha. Chamshin, Shesh could turn into Shishin. 7 is 70. 8 is 80. 9 is 90. 10 is 10. Yeah. But 2, you can't do anything with 2. 2 is shtayim, can be shtaitis. It doesn't, there's no plural for 2, so it doesn't really work. And 1 also. So when you write a shtar with these things,
you can make a plural
of it. You can make a plural of anything. Because of Yis Ramli, whatever it is there, Nehedvili, the Bure, train Tlas Zimni, Yeshlim Ramli, Bem Tishita. You should write it in the shtar. Make sure you incorporate this, the number that, of the shtar. Let's say it's a $4. So in the middle of the shtar, a guy can't make the words. It's between the words. So he can't do something. So when you write a check, a guy writes, you write an $18 check. I've had it once. A guy wrote an $18 check, so I wrote $18. They call me, that is it $18 or $1,800? Guy added 2 zeros. You know?
Why'd they call you?
The bank.
We have so many stories.
Because the numbers and the words didn't match. Which one is it?
18 is 800.
Had a big line.
I just wrote 18. Yeah. Now I make a line.
X. Circle it.
It doesn't really help. A guy's a random number. You could probably take money out. I don't know. Today, you can't take money out of a check with a random number?
No. You need a pin.
I don't know. Lately, I'm thinking maybe I gotta change my system. I think
last week we just had our account shut down.
What? Someone took money out.
Somebody called the CFO, asked her for the PIN code. She had the CFO's social number and birthday, and she was asking to confirm as part of the bank. She asked the CFO. To
and he gave it?
No.
It was a scam.
Yeah.
I got scammed $100,000.
But she had to.
Serious?
What was the scam? He lent money to somebody.
I pay a specific vendor by credit card. Okay. And they called, it was in the supply house. They called the secretary and said, listen, we're desperate for money. We're like short a lot of money. We owe them like $150,000. Could you, and it was the exact person that always calls. It was a guy, but it's a guyish place. But. And
you front the money.
And no, could you give me the, could you send us $100,000?
Wire.
So she said, yeah, never send wire, but if you want, if you really need, guys need it so badly, say, hey, we're really bad, whatever. John said, the owner, whatever, it was like the exact real setup. Lost $100,000.
You fell for it?
Then they called the next day.
It's not very easy to.
They called the next day and said, listen, when are you paying the bill? Like, what are you talking about?
Paid it yesterday.
Huh? Where? I sent you an email. It was one letter off. Mom was like, $100,000.
You also fell for it? Yeah.
I call it falling for it.
It's easy to fall for it.
Whatever. The only thing is, you shouldn't have sent the wire.
Email. Why not?
They have the
because
everything.
Ask me or Chili beforehand.
Oh, you, okay, that's good.
We never send wires.
Never
send the wire. Well, you fix cars.
My company is all,
what are you going to send the car through the wire? Hey, sending you a bumper. Thing comes down in like midair. Let's go.
It's like the shingles came down.
Here we go. Right. Every payment that we make.
Yeah, it's not perfect.
Checks in the mail, you know what I mean? Hello, just take a picture. Send me a picture.
That you could do. Take a picture to check.
Yeah, we do it all the time. Where we holding? Okay, so that's a shah. Hudav Kosabe Tilsu Bepardis. Listen to this guy. This guy's a real Juliki. So it says, I'm selling you a third of the Pardis. Also, Mochke le gagi de beis vikari. He took this beis. See the beis? He takes off the top and the bottom. Now you have a vav. Basically, turned the beis into a vav. So now it says, tilso vipardisa. So I was coming to Abaya. Abaya chapped something was wrong. I'm like, my time is Rav Akleb Lama. It's very big space between the vav, the high vav, between the vav and the pay. It's a very big space. Something's wrong. Kafte, he gave him the stick action. Vaidi. And he says, yeah, you're right. Hodava Kosabe Manas Ruven Vishiman Achi. I'm selling you my brother Ruven and Shimon's portion. Havalu Acha Dishme Achi. There was another brother in the house called, his name was Achi. So also Kosabe Vav. He added a Vav, Vishavia Veachi. So basically he's selling you Ruven Shimon Veachi, all for $50, you know. I was going to buy, I'm like, my time at Dokhli Almalai Vav. Why is the Vav so close? Kuli Hai. Kafte, he chapped something was wrong with Oidi. He was Maida. Haushtar Davakosmale Rav of Rav Achabarada. There was Rav of Achabarada was signed on the star. I was going to Rav Amale Dain Chasim Ziyada. Is this your signature? It says over here that you signed that Charlie O'Shuli, you know, two Cadillacs. So Dain Chasim Ziyada, did he? So he says, yeah, Dain Chasim Ziyada, did he? He. Miu, Kamei de Rachabarada, Lechasimili, Ma'ilam. I never signed in front of Rachabarada because Rachabarada, we'll see in a minute, was an elderly man. He was a chash of an older man. I would never sign in front of him. So yeah, maybe it's my signature, but I wouldn't sign in front of him.
In front meaning first.
I would let him sign first. I was covered. Right. I was covered. So Kafte said, chapped again. Something's wrong with Oidi. The guy was murdered. You're right. It was a forger. The guy was a forger.
At this point, get it down. That's where it always crashes.
Amalei, Bishloim de D, Zyphus. He says, I don't understand. How'd you even do this? My signature... Rav Acha Barada signature, I understand you're able to copy my signature. I have an easy signature, like Donald J, you know, that long signature. Ella, the Rav Acha Barada, the Rosh is Yodah, he was older and his hands were shaky. He had the shakes. Hecha Avdas, how'd you copy it exactly? It seems to be that a guy who shakes, like Rav Nosson Tzvi, the marshal, to copy a signature, a person has to simulate the whole body. You can't just the signature's shaky. No, so it's not just the hand shaking. The whole body has to shake. So how do you simulate that? How do you copy it? Obviously, that's what he was asking him. So he says, I had a trick. I'm an anchi yodi a mitzra. I had some kind of barrel on a rope. Va'amrila come as an anuka v'kosov. Some say it was either a rope, and the rope is on the two sides of the like a rope bridge. You know those bridges that go up the in a swing set. They like. They're shaking, the whole thing shakes, your whole body's shaking. So when you're shifting around, or he stood on a barrel that rolled on the water or something, and a barrel that you take out water, so it rolls, so it's constantly moving, so the whole entire body was moving, so he was able to simulate
the shakiness.
Rav Acha Ba'ada's shakiness.
What
so it's a good child. The Ritva is the question. How are you allowed to torture him? I don't know. There's a bunch of different haterim on what's called.
Torture.
He didn't torture. Right. He gave him the treatment. He said, "Listen to me. I got a caliper on the back of in the trunk. In 2 minutes, you're gonna be. I'm putting a beeper on the belt." What? To scare a guy? To scare a guy? You could scare a guy. Let's scare a guy. Your Rebbe never scared you? If you don't admit...
That's not what we're talking about.
Yeah, kafte, that's what it means.
He tied him up.
No, so tying him up is not beating him.
Yeah, but they used to beat him. Bethan used to beat all the time.
Yeah, but what? You have to have a hat to the beat. You don't know that the guy's a gan of you.
That's called
Malchus.
No.
No.
That
Malchus
is a din.
That's called capital punishment.
Okay.
He's Malchus, be careful. He's today's kid. In a few minutes, you were being reported with the Rosh Hashiva with the frock. We can come up to the frock. I saw Rabbi Davis. Hello, by the way, for I saw Rabbi Davis, I invited that Rosh Hashiva. He's speaking. He's doing an appeal. He's doing an appeal.
Oh,
Friday night.
Info.
No, after Davening.
No, Machi, he's asking you have to have a
I think
you're allowed to beat people?
When Bethan had a murder
They didn't know the guy did anything here. He was chayshish. He was chayshish. He realized something's wrong. So Yehu said you're allowed to beat the guy. The Rishonim said you didn't beat him. You just scared him. Right. There was a kafta. He tied him up. Yeah. Anyway.
I think you're allowed to time out, by the way.
Okay, Zatig Gemara.
Same thing if there's a system in place.
Zatig the Mishnah. I've met them. A new Mishnah. You ready? Thank you for coming, new Mishnah. You always come at the right time. Today's Mishnah is sponsored for Sonnenschein.
He's not going to ever be the keynote speaker.
Did you? The half?
Who's that?
The first bath?
Question.
Speaking of which,
Rabbi Kron, I think he's doing good. I said he's doing well.
He's doing better. He's still.
Next year. Yeah. Okay. Kaisen Galish.
79.
You ready? Kaisen Galish. You right? Afal b'isha ain ishta ima. You're allowed to write a get to a husband, even though the wife is not there, because a get, you force. In the old days, it wasn't like today. You burn the soup, boom. Here's the get. Today, you don't do that anymore. Even though the wife is not there, you're allowed to write a receipt. Now, Tosfos asks a very interesting question, which is very important. How can you write a get to a guy if he's not giving the get? The halacha is that a man has rights to payers of his wife. So you write a get today. He's not giving it for 2 months. He's eating the fruits. He's selling truckloads of payers. His wife, after she gets the get, she comes and she said, listen, you bought my payers. Like, what are you talking about? Your husband's payers. I've been buying it for years. Well, I got divorced 2 months ago. Here's the get. Here's his man. So now he's really going to mess up the lekuchas. How could you write a get and mess people up? So Tosfos says that loy makdim inish peronis l'nafshei. It's a klal. You're allowed to write it. The Mishnah says you're allowed to write it, but you don't have to worry that he's holding on to it.
He's going from there to her.
Right. He's going straight to the shop. You know.
He's done.
That's what he says. And he says, "Get down, boy." And he says, "Yom." There's a color islo.
And the year sales.
Zorinsa has to be given to her.
Who?
Could be against her will, but it has to be given to Chutzner or something.
Or Shlich.
Right. So that has to be given.
Yeah. So what?
That's
Toy saying. Toy saying is that the Mishnah says, "Kosing el ish abish ein ish de'imoi." The Gemara and the Toy is asking, "How could you write a get and hold on to it for 2 months?" He says the most people don't do that. Like mock them in his pronouns now. You don't keep a get in your china closet for when your wife burns the soup. When you're ready to divorce your wife, you go write a get. That's a normal guy.
So Taka no edus or anything that you gave it to her. You don't need edus or anything.
She has it.
As long as there's a star, you're assuming that it's correct.
Yeah, there's Adam sign on it.
She has it.
Yeah.
When she comes into Bezdin,
because
she wants to get remarried, she has to get.
By Shavu Leisha Abishayim by Leima, and as long as you know who they are, well, the Gemara is going to say what that means. By Baal Noisin Schar, the Baal pays for it. He pays the fee of the writing, the burger fee. Then he goes to Shtar Leiva Abishayim by Leima. You cannot write a Shtar. To be ready, if I want to borrow money from Chaplis, so I have star ready, the cipher comes to town.
I owe you star without the other.
No.
Yeah.
I write that.
I owe you.
Right.
Correct.
Right. No.
Yes.
No.
The loiva. Yeah.
You're ready to get the loiva. Because you're ready to get the I'm writing that I'm going to
buy.
No,
Charlie
could
write a note that he owes you, not the other way around.
Yeah. Right. I'm writing a having started right that I owe Charlie $100,000, even though I didn't borrow the money yet. I'm gonna borrow the money tomorrow. The what?
He could write it for him also, as long as there's no signatures.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's a different story.
Kodesh Da'a Lo'i Ba'al Shem Ma'al Ba'imai. But you can't write for the Malva. Means Charlie can't write that I owe him.
That I borrowed.
Levy owes me. That I, right, that I borrowed. Achi Levy Imoy. But Levy knows the over there, the Levy gives the scar because he gains. Kozenstar is chewing the chocolate. Kozenstar, the Moicher, Abi Shain Lakach Imoy. Means if Charlie's selling a car, he could write it, even though Lakach's not there. But Kozen Lakach, Achi Moicher Imoy. But the kach makes the scar, but the kach does, he pays, he's the payer. Ain't kosh and shtar, erisim, and asun, al medash name. They both have to, medash name, Rav Bram says, avichos and avikala, because each one is doing their commitments. They're saying what they're giving. Vachos and noes the scar. Ain't kosh and shtar, erisus, vikabalonis, al medash name. Vamakabalonis the scar. Ain't kosh and shtar, birurin. Birurin is where you have it's a bezdin. V'chol ma'isa bezdin, and also any ma'isa bezdin, ela medash neim. Only if they're both there. V'shneim noisin schar. V'sheng milah meir l'shneim koisim shneim. L'zeh atzmai v'l'zeh atzmai. That you write a separate star for each one, each side. It's not one star. So Gemara goes back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, "Vad shei makirin." The Mishnah is trying to understand what does this mean. Ma'abel vad shei makirin. I'm going to read on Vad shei makir shema ish beget shema ish b'shoiver. The get has to know the man's name, and the receipt you have to know the wife's name. So Yosef Rav Safra Rav Achav Rav Rav Huna Rav Nina Yosef Abaye Gabayu. The Yosef Yikom Bayu shema ish beget in shema ish aloy shema ish b'shoiver in shema ish aloy. What are you talking about? V'leches demakos gita of azul mantle. He said that hey. If you write just the man's name, then you're going to he'll just go give the get to somebody else's wife.
Writing the name, that's what it is?
Yeah, put the name of the man and the lady in the get. So you're saying you only need the man's name. How can you do that? Then you're going to go put it, you fill in the lady's name, you go down, you have a cipher write a get, and then you give it to another lady. So that's not Lishma. V'zimna ozla kosfi isha shayver, v'yav l'gavad l'av d'lo, and same thing with the shayver. You give it to somebody else, and mail. You don't know that it was paid up. You have a real problem, money issue. Amul Abaya, Hachem Rav, Shem Ish Beget, Vuodin L'Shem Ish, Shem Ish B'Shoy, Vuodin L'Shem Ish. And Echonami. That's it. So Fred Gemara, you still have a problem. So fine. So you put the name of the lady, you put Yosef and Shimon, man, and Rachel Bas Yaakov, the lady. Very nice. Amarav. Why are you not worried? There's two Yosef and Shimon's. Dimel Ksiv Gitov Ozel Mantle. It's the Hech. Basically, it's two Yosef and Shimon's. So there's two Sholis in town and two Rachels, whatever the name is. And you write the get, and then you go give it to the other guy's wife.
Why is this different than any get?
And a Chanami. It is different. It's the same Kasha. It is a good Kasha. It's a kasha on every get, but the Gemara is going to say an answer that we know. Amalu Rav Hach Bar Huna Hachiyam Rav Shnei Yosef B'Shem Ador Birachas Ein B'Gashar Sam El Zeb Neza. And a Chrami, if there's two Shulis in town and two Rachels that both same names, then you can't get divorced unless they're both standing there. Because you come to Besdin, you never know. You might the sefer Berger writes this get for Shuli, meanwhile it's the other one, so it's a big problem. You can only do it if you're together. Fred the Gemara. In town, very nice. What happens is the guy in Tom's River.
Yes.
So over there, you have the same issue. Because of Gito Mantle, it's the Deich. Amalu Ravuno, Achino, Hachi Amarav, Kol Shehuzik Shmoy Be'er, Shleishin Rem, Ein Choshin Loi. We're not choshish that a guy is going to change his name to somebody else's name from another town. What's the chashash? Chashash is that I come to Berger. I say, listen, my name is Shuli. Okay. Name is Shuli. Meanwhile, his name is not Shuli. His name is, I don't know what his name is. And he's going to Tom's River to give the get to another Shuli or to another lady with that name. So Gemara said, we're not chashash. If a guy lives in town for 30 days, we know his name. Because we call him up for Aliyah. Because the normal thing is, within 30 days of getting a Shuli, you get Aliyah. Except this shul, you give the guy the wrong name for the first few times, so you don't know. But in a regular shul, they know the guy's name right away. Or you can hear the guy giving the name, so you know right away. Like this guy's name was Yaakov Yoel. I forgot already. long name. Yaakov Yoliyoba Michal something.
Call him up and twice I was talking to Hesh. And I'm like, oh wow, that's a long name.
His name is Peely. Peely. No, I forgot his name. Myers Basement, August. Newlywed. We got young people here. They're just starting to build. Anyway, Zagamara says. Not 3 or 4 weeks. 2 weeks is it. Not for Shabbos. Only during the week. It was not for Shabbos.
I've never seen it.
This is the second week is here. Last week I couldn't give him. It was a Simcha.
Big deal. For the first 6 months, it's still.
Yeah, you see, but the Gemara says not like you. The Gemara says Huchzik. You're wrong. So what happens? So Gemara says, what are Loi is Chazik? What happens if the Loi is Chazik? So my, very simple. You have a very simple Eitzah. You don't know if Shuli's name is Shuli. So the Korle Vani. You go, hey, Shuli. The guy turns around. You know his name is Shuli. Because otherwise he's not, why would he turn around and say his name is Shuli? Excuse me. We're trying to give a class here. Karle Vani. That's it. Rav Zvid Amar Ramo Beramusai Zoy. Rav Zvid Amar Ramo Beramusai Zoy. Rav Zvid says no. The fact that if Charlie moves the neighborhood, I say, hey, Charlie, and he turns around, if he's a swindler, and he knows how to get around.
He's good at his game.
He's good at his game. So when I say, hey, Charlie, yeah, he knows he's quick. So you can't use that as a method of figuring out if that's the guy's name. You really need his chazik. And without his chazik, Yitaka cannot write, Berger cannot write again for Charlie if it's not his chazik. Zot Gemara Vaitar, who Tavro?
You're calling him by the name that he's being muxik by? Not by his
the name that he says he's, that's his name. Charlie says, my name is Charlie.
I thought you were calling him by his real name, so that he turns around.
No, he says, my name is Eliyahu Yecheskel. So you don't know if that's his name. He says that's his name. How do you know his name?
I thought you were calling him by the other name that you think was probably his name.
Well,
that he used to go by.
No, he's saying what his name is. You don't know what his name is. Mechtes, that's his name. A guy moves his name, but he tells me, my name is Eliyahu Yecheskel. He's just trying to get me. I don't believe the guy has three names. And 20, he was born 20 years ago. No father gave three names. We have to check it out. We have to ask him. Anyway, I don't know. Maybe, yeah.
It's a disaster. You want to do the Celtic farm? You know, after the guy dies and you do that capital?
Temple Nachum Herzl Moshe Alexander. For goodness gracious, he'll be here for a month. Hope he lives forever. It's good because you're down. The guy should live forever. Okay. There's a guy you could pay to do it now. Zot Gemara, who Tavra? Listen to this. There's a star. Rav Yirmiyahu was signed it. This woman came, and she said, "Amrale lava no. You know, it's not me. You signed this thing, but it wasn't me. So lava no avoy. Amar anonami amrlu lav ihi. I also told the other aide was with me that this is not you. Va'amruli. So the aide said, no. Make ishu the kashala uvagala kala. The reason why you don't recognize her, because she got older, her voice changed. But it really is her. But you're a Talmud Chacham, you're not busy with these things, you don't fashtay these in Yanim, but I understand women, and I'm telling you, it's her, same lady. Amar Abaya, Avka to Amar Rabbanon, even though he said that it wasn't her, Kivishigah Shumachai Zamagad, so from Rabbanon, Laburuch Lameda, Katsum Rabbanon, he doesn't check out women. So when it could be that he says it wasn't her, but then when you were, tell him why it's probable that it was her, he's allowed to go back and say, it was you, I just didn't chop that you changed your voice or whatever. The Gemara brings another thing about this. It is you. Means the normal of the Tzuvah Bani doesn't look at women, but when he says it is you, it means that he checked it out and he knows it's you. So you can't say, oh, well, you don't look at women. One more piece. I'm Rabbiya. I'm sorry to go to three more lines or two dots. I'm Rabbiya. Hi, Tzum Rabban. The Ozuk Dusha Itza, a Talmud Chacham that goes to Mekayesh, a woman, Nidbar Am Oretz Bahadei. He should have Am Oretz accompany him, a guy who could look at women. Dilma Mechav Lominei. Means you're a Talmud Chacham, you go out on a date. You never know. You come to the Vart, there'll be a different wife.
You gotta bring a wingman.
You have to bring somebody with you who has the Kalim. What happened to my phone? Well, as the Kalim, to what's called? I saw brought down. No, let me show you. The Sharm Tzion Halacha brings down. We have a minig that by a chasana. By chasana, you pick up the veil to show the edim who she is. So the Rama says that noigin lechasis pnei akhalas atznuis, you cover it and you don't look. The Avner Lum shows Yaakov. They ask on the Rama lemaisa. And they say it's not such a kasha because when you give the cup to drink, give the kal to drink, you pick up the veil so she could drink, so you see the face anyway. Amaisi brings down the. He brings down from the Chuvas Beis Shloima, the Dova Mechuruhu Legalis Panelis, Dakaba is a Dova Mechuruhu to pick up the kals. Some Rashivas, they say, pick up the thing to look. I know about my son, that one of the Edom told Rabbi Shor that he wants to, could you pick up the veil? He says, my father wasn't Noyig. You want to pick up the veil, you go pick up it yourself. So he told him. So he said, well, I'm Noyig, so if you want me to be aid, Reb David Haim was the aid. He says, my minig is if I'm the aid, so I have to.
Why don't you pick it up?
He said, fine, I'll pick it up, no problem. So anyway, he says Ufam Atzma, there was a Rav in Kehila that went negar Ramah and the whole ear went against him and it's not right to do it. He brings down that you're not supposed to do it, but I don't know. Anyway, that is the Gemara. Let's see the Mishnah Perik. Hey Aleph. This is something you say every day, so everybody knows this Mishnah. Ezim Mekoyman, she's welcome. Kachi Gosh, which calls about Safoy. Yeah, Parva Sershim, like Purim, which calls about Safoy, keep a dominant, the Klishars, but Safoy, and Domitona, Isaiah, I'll be a Baden, Val Perez, on the back of Matona Axme Makavis. Even one spritzing is throws it off. She had Domitona, Shabbat, and Rubbish, and Bach, he's a Lorenz and Low Ike.